Today's daf Chavzayin, from Chavav Beis right up to the Gemara. So the previous Mishnah had said that you only have to eat a sudas keva in the sukkah. The next Mishnah here said that they had these stories where Rabbi Gamliel said, even Yochanan ben Zakkai said, bring the snack into the sukkah, which prompts the Gemara to say, Maisa Lister? You bring me a story to contradict the halacha? Not only that, and Rav Tzadok said, nah, don't have to eat in the sukkah. I don't have to bench, nothing. Right? So Maisa Lister, you bring me a story that that contradicts the halacha? You didn't have to eat this in the sukkah. It's nice if you do. Nothing, you might as well, it's nice, it's not halacha. So why would they tell Makbet to say eat in the sukkah? So you know what? Chasuri Mechzera. No, the Mishnah is missing words. V'hachi Katani. Im bala hachmer latzmo. Machmer. If you want to, you're allowed to. And the kicker is, v'les be mishim yuhara. You're not showing off. Why is there a problem of not showing off? Because nobody knows what you're eating. So people can think, oh, he's a being kovei suda. It's wonderful. Nobody realizes. Umay tsunami. And then there's a story that proves that. My tsunami, veviul, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, litov et satavshil, udam gamlil shtei kosavos, vidli shamayim, v'amru, he'alam, lissukkah. Bring it into the sukkah. And says the Ra'ah, an amazing vart. And that's why the Gemara, the Mishnah, also tells you the story of Rav Tzadok. Because you don't have to be machmir if you don't want to. And Rav Tzadok didn't want to be machmir. He's not a half a guy, and he's not another, nothing wrong with him. Right, exactly. He's not no lightweight. He didn't want to be machmir. He didn't want to. You have to be. Didn't have to be. And that's why the Mishnah puts it in there, that story. It's a choice. You want to, it's wonderful. And if you don't want to, you don't have to. Ukishinatna Olar of Tzadok, Ocha Pachas Mikabetza. He ate less. He made sure to eat less, right? Not Lu Bamapa. He washed his head with a cloth. Vachlu Kutzul Sukkah. Vlobi Rechachrov. And he wouldn't even make a bracha achrona because he didn't have to, because he didn't eat the shear. The point is, he didn't have to be machmir if he didn't want to. Ha kebeta bai sukkah. But if it's a beta, it's mashma, he would have required a sukkah. So let me take the yufta of Yosef v'abaya. Let's say that's a stira, akasha, and Rav Yosef and Abaya, who held that the shear was two or three eggs or some other shearim, right? So the Gemara says, no, dil mapachas mi kebeta. If it's less than a kebeta, netila ubracha lo bai. You don't have to, that issue goes on the other parts, on washing and on a bracha. Ha kebeta bai netila ubracha. But if it's a beitza, then you require a netilas yadayim and a bracha. However, regarding the sukkah, even if you have a beitza, it's still considered a chilas arai until you have three or four or two, whatever the shear was. Okay, next Mishnah. This is also a famous Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Arba Esrei Sudos Chayev Adam Lechel Basukkah. There are 14 sudos you require to eat in a sukkah, achas bayom, viachas balayla, once by day and once by night. Isn't it fun? Now, two questions. Number one, if you have 7 days, you have a Shabbos in between. Where's Shalosh Shudas?
Give you a freebie day.
Right? Where's Shalosh Shudas?
Give you a freebie meal.
That question is answered by the following question. Why on earth would Rabbi Eliezer put the day first? The day meal first? 14 sudos. Achas bayom? Achas balayla. Don't you start off at night? The answer is, he's not in class in the first, he's not counting the first night. The first night is a separate chiyuv. He's not counting the first night. That's a different chiyuv. So you have 14 left, including Shalosh Shudas. That's one answer, right? Unbelievable vart. One answer to the question. Another answer is that it was lav davka to throw in Shalosh Shudas. But of course he meant it. And the last answer is, listen to this answer. One second. If you eat Shalosh Shudas, that could potter your night meal for Matzah Shabbos. Now there are 14 meals. Every night and every day. How many? Two. No, it doesn't make any sense, that answer. It doesn't make it. Yes, it doesn't make sense. So if you eat a meal Shabbos morning, and then you eat Shalosh Shudas, you're not eating a meal Saturday night. Matzah Shabbos, you're not eating one. So it's not more than 14. The only difference is that on Shabbos, you ate it a little earlier. You ate it still while it's still Shabbos, and not at night. Now how hungry are you already? That's a good answer, no? Yeah. You ate already a second meal.
But what about Lava Malka?
Oh, that's a good question. What about Lava Malka? That's a good question. So I don't. No one even talks about that. Okay, next. V'chachamim omrim, no. Ein adar v'kitzva. There's no set time. Chutz, except Milele Yontif Harishon Shalchad Bovad, except for the first night. What does that mean? That after that, the Ode, we'll see what that means in a minute. The Ode, Amar Belazar, Mishalo Achal Leila Yomtov Harishon. Listen to this. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you don't eat on the first night, Yashlim Leila Yomtov Achon Shalchad. You can be mashal, you make it up on Shmini Atzeret's night. The Gemara is going to say, what kind of halach is that? Right? V'cham Omer, what are you talking about? Ein Ledavar. Ein Ledavar Tashlumen. There's no Tashlumen on that. You missed it. V'alzeh Nemar. V'alzeh Nemar. That's what it says. Mu'uvat l'yuchol l'sakin. What's crooked can't be made straight. V'chesron l'yuchol l'yamanos. And what's missing can't be counted. In other words, you blew it. So it happens. You blew it. What can I tell you? You can't make it up. Now, my time with the Rebbe Eliezer. Why does Rebbe Eliezer say you have to eat 14 meals? It's like you must eat 14 meals over 7 days. Why does he say that? Let's say especially Challah Moed. We're going to get to the Yontif in a minute. Could the Chacham say, no, if you want to eat, you eat. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Except for the first night. Right? But why does the Realizer say, they both have a kasha. Why is it so makbid on Challah Moed? You know what, I'm going to skip breakfast today. Right? I'm on a diet, right? Whatever. I'll eat a big supper. Why can't someone say that? People do that all the time. So my time to realize it, well, there's things people never do that. Teishvu ke'ein tiduru. Ma dira achas beo b'achas v'layla. So it's like normally, most normal people, in a normal situation, eat 2 meals a day. Achas beo, afsukah, achas beo b'achas v'layla. So 2 on sukkahs, once by day, once by night. So what about the rest? Right. 1 second. Yeah, so let's look at the Tosvos, the third Tosvos. He asks some interesting questions. B'Yerushalmi, you see, B'Yerushalmi Yalef, B'Gzeir Shava. B'Yerushalmi learns B'Gzeir Shava. Never Kan, Teshvu, V'Nemer Lahalon. It says by the Miluim, Pesach Ohel Moe, Teshvu Yomim V'Layla Shivas Yomim. Ma Yeshiva, Shinemer Lahalon, Asabo et Halaylos Ki Yomim. So like by the Miluim, it was night and day. Af yeshiva hamura kan osibo lelos kviyamim. Night and day, 2 meals a day. It's a very unusual gzeirah shava from the miluv, but very good. Now Tosfot says, v'tayvah derabban and mefarash Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yishmael Omar, nemar chamisha osib b'peisach, v'nemar tesvav b'chag, it's a gzeirah shava. Ma tesvav v'nemar b'peisach, laila rishon chova, usha kol yamim rishos. Right, the first night you must eat matzah, after that you don't have to if you don't want to. Af. Tesvav ha'onemar b'chad laila rishon chova v'shar kol yomim rishos. That's exactly how the chachamim will learn. First night you have to, rest of that it's a rishos. The chavraya boy, so the yeshiva asked, everyone asks, listen to this. E malahalon ad shikones lamatza kishu taiva. There's a halacha that on Pesach, you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. Why not? So you should have a taiva, good gezuta, good taiva to eat matzah. Af kan adchi kanes sukkah taiva. So too on sukkahs. There should be a halacha that you should not eat. You should not eat anything on erev sukkahs. So you come to sukkahs with a good taiva. Reb Zeira boy, also thank you. E malahal and adchi yochel kizayis dogan matzah. Af kan adchi yochel kizayis dogan basukkah. Right? Kizayis dogan basukkah. Reb Zeira boy. E malahal and adchi yochel kizayis dogan matzah. Af kan adchi yochel kizayis dogan basukkah. If also, the second point he makes is, there should be a halacha, that you have to eat a kizayis in the sukkah. We don't hold like that. It's a good question why we don't. I know people, there are people that have a minhag to eat matzah in the sukkah on the first night. To take this gzeirah shava to its logical, really, if you think about it. They have a minhag to eat matzah in the sukkah.
Two, gzeirah shava.
What? Exactly. Tesvav. So matzah to what? The chiyuv? That's what we're saying. It's matzah, the chiyuv of matzah to the chiyuv of sukkah. So if that's the case, it should all be the same. Meaning you should have to have a kezayis. We don't hold like that. We're going to see in a minute. We hold it's a beitza, which is bigger than a kezayis. Why do we hold like that? Because it's a din of kviyas. Somehow kviyas is more than a kezayis, and to be koveya suda is more than a kezayis. You don't see more than a kezayis matzah. I know, they make the matzah like a kezayis like you never saw before. Supersize, make the cards for sukkahs. Yeah. Supersize kezayis. At the new chumra, we can make a lot of money. Right? Go to certain neighborhoods in America, we can make a lot of money with those. And well, you know, you quote the Gemara and the Tosfos on the card. Obviously. I'm sure they know it already. Back to the Gemara. V'rabbanan kedira. The Rabbanan say, kedira. Ma dira. E boy achil, e boy lo achil. If you want to, good. If not, not. Afsuko nami, e boy achil, e boy lo achil. If yeah, yeah, if not, not. Says Tosfos, in the next Tosfos, we'll just do a little bit of it. 1 second. And if you don't want to, you don't have to. What if you don't want to? You don't have to. Isn't there such a thing called Sudas Yontif? We have a rule.
So that, I don't know what
they're talking about. So you know, so I don't want to. I had such a big meal today. People have it all the time on Yontif. They have a huge meal in the day. And then what do they do that the night, that next night? Scrambled eggs, nothing. They wash and they eat some Cheerios. Right? Why? Because they don't have to say
canning. We eat something else and we eat something you soak anyway.
What? No. I'm saying on Yontif. Let's say, it's not Pesach or Shavuot. I can't, I'm so stuffed, that's such a big meal. All right, you have to wash, the Chiv Suda. But says, you don't have to do that. You forgo the whole thing. Says Tosfos, 1 second. Klal, di achel chayiv lechel basukka, kedamin le'el, umash mahachi, di biyantiv lo have chiv? There's no chiv to eat a Suda on Yantiv? What would be the nafkamina? Vi boy lo achel klal. And if you want to, you don't have to have a Suda on Yontif, Chutz Milel Yontif Rishon, except for the first night. Ulafizeh, if that's true, Im Ta, if you made a mistake, V'lo Hitzkir Shal Yontif V'Berchas Amazon, you forgot Yal V'Yavo in benching, Ein Tzarech Lachzer, you wouldn't have to repeat. Halacha is, you only have to repeat if there's a Chiyuv Suda. So for example, today, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Sheni, if you wash and have a Suda, you wash and you bench, and you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, you do not have to repeat benching. Why? Because you didn't have to wash. You didn't have a chiyuv to wash. It doesn't apply by Shmon Esrei because you have a chiyuv to daven. You don't have a chiyuv to wash. If you wash, it's wonderful. It's a good thing. What? That's a different reason why you don't say it by Ma'ariv. It's a different thing. It's been Makadosh at night. It's a different thing. But that would apply even tonight. Or the second night. You also don't repeat. That's a separate reason. But today, you have a bagel. You wash. And you forget to say Alav Yavo, you don't have to repeat Shmon, you don't have to repeat benching. Why? Because you didn't have a chiyuv. Says to us, same thing on Yontif. You don't want to have a meal because you're too stuffed. And let's say you have one. You didn't have to. I forgot. I don't have to repeat. Is that true? V'hadam riyim perek shoshes ha'achlu b'shabbasas v'yomim tovim on Shabbos and Yontif lo sakile de lo achil im ta achozer. And there's a Gemara that says you have to repeat. So Tosfos says, "Lo misuk ma ela b'lel yontif rishon shal Pesach b'lel yontif rishon shal Chag." It must be only the first night. That Gemara must be the first night. Others argue on this, and they say like this: it's hair splitting, but you can say like this: there's a chiyuv of a suda. There's a chiyuv suda's yontif no matter what. Happens to be, the Chachamim hold there's no chiyuv of sitting in the sukkah. Now you can't have a suda without the sukkah. But there's a chiyuv of a suda, but there's no chiyuv in the sukkah. Since you can't have it, you hear this hair splitting? You hear this?
Yeah.
Since you can't have a suda outside the sukkah, okay, so mamele you have to go into the sukkah. But you can't split them. They're unrelated. They're not unrelated, they're not so related. So you can't.
Yeah,
it's very hair splitting. So Tosfos make a lot of sense. 1 second. If it's not a chiyuv, then you don't have to repeat Alav Yavo. I never heard of that. Says Tosfos, that must be the pshat. Others say no. You have a chiyuv suda. You have a chiyuv suda. We don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer. We hold like the Chachamim. So if it's Chol HaMoed and you're not interested in washing, you don't have to. You don't have to. No chiyuv to wash on Chol HaMoed. No chiyuv. It's nice. No chiyuv. We don't hold like Rabbi. We hold like the Chachamim. You don't have to. Most people, I would say, do not wash every twice a day on Chol HaMoed. I would venture to say most people don't do that. Right? They don't. And what if you do? Of course you have to repeat Yalav Yavo if you forgot. Cool. Right? We don't hold like this Tosfos. Right? Interesting. Okay, next. Ihachi, if all that's true, then I feel Leil Yontif Rishonami, then the first day of Yontif, the same story. No, it is different. Amar of Yochanan, Mishur Ben Yotzadak, Nemar Kan Chamisha Asar, Venemar Chamisha Asar Bechad Hamatzos. Ma Lahalon, Laila Rishon Chova, Mikan Ve'elech Rishus. Af Kan, Laila Rishon Chova, Mikan Ve'elech Rishus. V'hasa menolan. How do we know by Pesach such a thing? Amar kra be'erev tochlu matzos. Hakasov kavo chova. the Pasuk made it into a chol. This is where the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that you have to eat not a kezayis, like the Gzeir Shava would require, or a kebetza. It's a bigger shear. How do you get to that? The Gzeir Shava should only, you don't have to eat a bigger shear than a kezayis on Pesach, notwithstanding the supersized kezayisim, but still a kezayis. What?
Somewhat,
right. And in Yom Kippur, the shear of a kezayis becomes this tiny little... But so the Mishnah.
Have a carpas.
Carpas, exactly. The shear for the kzayis for carpas is like you need a microscope to see it. And when it comes to matzah, it's like 3/4 of a matzah. Like what? Yeah. I'm sorry. I take it back. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, you only have to have a kzayis. The Mishnah Brewer says you should be machmir and have a kebetza. The Shulchan Aruch does pass in a kezayis. I'm sorry. It's over here. What? Right. It's a right. So what's the reason for the Mishnah Brewer to pop up and be machmir? Because since it's a kavua al chova, it's a little bit of a bigger shear.
They always say the first night it rains to go into so it can have a wash and have a kezayis bread. They don't say I have a kebayot bread.
Because maybe then you're being so such a bidyavid already.
You don't have to be there.
What?
You really don't have to be there.
No, you wait. You just try to keep
it. They do say. I think they do say kebetza. Yeah. Maybe. So for that to be machmir when it's raining.
That's when you started serious schools here.
Yeah.
Right. The kezayis, I think.
Vamar next. Vamar Belazar. V'od Amar Belazar. Then Rabbi Lazar said, You can be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres. Vamar Belazar, Abo Esrei Sudos Chayev Adam Lechol Basukah Achas Biyom V'Achas Belayla. You have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah. Says Rashi, V'kivon DeBiyom Achron Lav Basukah Yosef. Since Shmini Atzeres, you don't sit in the sukkah in Israel. V'im Yoshav Ba L'Shem Mitzvah Over Al Bal Tosif. Not only that, if you do, you're over Maltosif. If you sit in a sukkah in Israel on Shmini Atzeres, you're over Maltosif. Ma hashlama the sukkah ikka. What kind of hashlam is that? Right? What is that? The Mishnah said below that if you forgot the first night, you can make it up on Shmini Atzeres night. What is that?
What do you mean by that exactly?
The Rashi says Maltosif. Amar Abira, Amar Ami, Chazar Bo Rebbe Lazar. Now he took it back. He made a mistake. He didn't mean it. He was disproven, whatever you want to say. Says Rashi, Chazab Eitzach Chachamim Lomar. Shein L'davar Kitzvah. No, he took back his entire Shita. My whole Shita is wrong. De'im Ratzah L'Hiz'anos Yiz'ane. If you want to fast, you could fast. Some say he didn't mean to fast, he just meant don't have to eat a... Chutz Eksab L'Ele Yom Tavrishon. U'baha Miha Palig Alayhu. And this is what he's arguing in. De'kasavar Yesh La Tashlumin. Kimo sheyesh tashlumin lekarbonos yom rishon af biyantav achron. What does that mean? Didn't answer the question. Right? So the answer is as follows. This is what the Ritva says. The Marshal says the following answer. I'm not going to like this answer. He says like this. Since Rabbi Eliezer agrees now with the Chachamim, right? Since he agrees with them, there is no kitzvah. There's no kitzvah. There's no set amount. So when you're eating another meal now on Shmini Atzeret, it's not in the sukkah. That's okay. Didn't have to be in the sukkah anyway. Problem is, the first night did have to be in the sukkah. So I don't really understand this mashal. There was someone that... You hear? What? Anyway... I'm not really.
Anybody, but doesn't see anybody.
Yeah. I'm not really sure what the answer is. Right. In other words, the Marshal thing is you're only going to be mashlim the achila portion of your chiyuv, not the sukkah portion. That you don't need the sukkah for. You hear that? You're being mashlim the achila portion of your chiyuv. You had a chiyuv to eat in a sukkah on the first night.
You didn't.
So you have a chiyuv. You have a chiyuv to eat the sukkah you blew. At least the chiyuv of eating, you can be yotzei on Shmini Atzeres. That's the best I can give you.
What, he has a mind when he's eating his other meat?
Yeah.
He wants to
do both? Yeah. Now, mashlim b'mai. What are you going to be mashlim? Ilema berifta. If you're going to be mashlim with bread, you have a chiv anyway on Shemini Atzeres to eat a suda. That can't be. You can't kill two birds at one stone. Then suda diyome ka'achal. You're already eating a suda on Shemini Atzeres. Elamai, rather, yashlim. Elamai yashlim. Yashlim b'minei targima. You're going to be mashlim with other things. Tanya nami hachi. Im hishlim b'minei targima yatsa. If you mashlim with mini targima, you are yotzi. What's mini targima? Says Rashi. Peiros. Rashi says peiros ukisonin kaplutos mivushalos. The first thing on his list is peiros. Says Tosfos, impossible. Why? Because Tosfos says, look at the Tosfos mini targima. You like this one? The third to bottom line. The third to bottom, the last word on the line. Umine targima. What is mine targima? Kigon basar, dogim, fish, meat, shar dvarim shemalafifin behemes apas, other things that are malafif the pas that, you know, accompany a meal. And lilmo mikan, sheyo'ilu mine targima lahashlim shalosh sudas shal shabbos. Don't learn from here, right, that mine targima will help you for shalosh sudas. No. The shiny hasam, the alfina midichiv tlasa hayom gabiman shub makom apas. Because over there, by shal shunis, it says three times the word hayom, man instead of pas. Vafilu ba'anu lahashvosam. And even if you want to say I'm going to eat mini targima by shal shunis, which he lets you, lo nafik the peiros. You for sure can't use peiros. Kid nafik delo mahani gabi sukkah. So it says Rashi down. Some peiros. You can't be yotzei shal shunis with peiros. What does it mean? Food, meat, fish.
This makes less sense. It's Gemara is trying to tell us something that's something that's not usually used for a type of meal. A meal means basar v'dagim.
So exactly.
If you eat basar v'dagim, you are automatically including that.
Exactly.
Obviously, it means something else besides basar v'dagim.
Exactly. That Rashi is very difficult.
No, Rashi makes sense.
Peiros, you mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's not basar v'dagim.
I hear interesting.
I hear
interesting. Okay, it's a good question. Yeah, I don't know.
So you're doing tashlum with fruit
according to Rashi? Yeah. Yeah, it's a matzah saying. It makes
outside,
a lot of sense.
Outside of a meal.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you pick
this
time.
Right, exactly. And I'm doing this because I blew the first dinosaur. What is it?
You have the apple and your pear. And
exactly. What is it? Okay, so it's some kind of kiyum of eating special for Hashem.
No, we don't do that.
I never heard of this. What? Right.
No, he's not arguing anybody in the Mishnah. Is he just saying
that? It's a statement. If it ever happens that
what
you.
What do you do now if you don't do it? We don't do it.
You don't do it. You blew it. Yeah. What could you do?
Yeah.
It happens to people. Shal apatropos shal agrifas hamelach. It's Rabbi Eliezer. Agrifas, the attendant, the apatropos, guardian, what do you want to call it? Whatever, whoever he was, he asked Rabbi Eliezer. I only eat one meal a day. So can I be putter from just eating one meal a day? I guess this is before he retracted. Maybe. Anyway, Amalo, well, don't you nash during the day? Well, you only eat one meal, don't you nash a little bit? So achshav iyat mamshich parparos achas lechvod konecha, you can't nash in the sukkah a little bit? Right, but oh, Jalu could go on anish. Yeshli shtei nashim. I have two wives. Achas b'tveria, achas b'tzipori. Right, v'yeshli shtei sukkos. Achas b'tveria, achas b'tzipori. Ma'ash eitzi b'sukkah mitzukah v'yipater. Can I go from one sukkah to the other sukkah? I have two wives. I have two families. Right, it's two mother-in-laws. Right, it's two of them. So can he go from one sukkah to the other sukkah? And can I? I'll spend first days over here. Then Shabbos Chalamoy, I'll go over there. Can you do that? Surprisingly, I'm a little low. You know, I'll do that. Shani Omer, Kaliotza Misukka Lasukka, Bottle Mitzvasa Sal Sukka Rishona. Yimavatal, when you go to the second sukkah, Yimavatal the first one. Why? He's going to have a unique sheet that the sukkah has to be the same. He's going to have a unique sheet that based on sukkim, the sukkah has to be the same sukkah.
Yeah, my for lunch is first day.
We don't hold like this. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ain Yotzin Misukka Lasukka. You can't go to different sukkahs. The Ain Osin Sukka Bachalo Shamoit. You can't build a sukkah on Chalamoit. Why not? It's the same reason. The sukkah has to be the same sukkah for all 7 days. Chacham Omer, first of all, yotze misukkah l'sukkah. You can go to someone else's sukkah. And v'os in sukkah b'chal shemoid. And you're allowed to make a sukkah on chal moed, don't worry about it. V'shavim, but they both agree, shem naflu, that if it fell down, shechoze ubonu b'chal shemoid, that you can rebuild it. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer would say, same sukkah, you rebuild it. Don't tell me it's different material. It's the same material. My time with Rabbi Eliezer, what's his reason that he holds like this? Amar Krod says, Chag HaSukkis Tase Lecha Shivas Yamim. Sukkah, now some take out the next word, Haru'uya. Sukkah either Haru'uya L'Shiva or Sukkah L'Shiva. It's the same thing. Meaning a sukkah for 7 days. Not, I'll be one day over here, then I'll go to my other wife, then I'll go to my mother-in-law. Not like that. Rabbanan Hachikav HaRachmana. Osi Sukkah B'Chag. Make a Sukkah B'Chag. Right? Make a Sukkah B'Chag. The Sefer Panim Yafos has an interesting sort of a drush. What are they arguing about? So they're arguing about, were the sukkahs in the Midbar clouds? Or were they real sukkahs? If they were clouds, so you can't switch around. But if they were real hot, then why can't you switch around? So it's interesting, that's what they're arguing about. Very nice. Anyway, Vishavin, they both agree, Shem Nafla, the Shechazer Ubona Oze Bechal Shamoy. So Pshita, is it obvious? So Ma'azatem, I would have thought, Hani Achwitihi, it's another sukkah. The anal shiva, and it's not good because after 7 days, kamashon, it's not true. As long as it's the same materials, it's the same sukkah.
And how many will be short? So that's it, he blows the sukkah, falls down, that's it, he's stuck?
Yeah. No, make build only, yeah, I don't know. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, kishem she'ein adam yotze yidei chavasa b'yom tafrishon shalchad b'lova shalchaveiro. Not only that, just like you're not allowed to use someone else's lulav, d'chsev l'kachlem l'chem b'yom rishon b'yei tal l'kapas tomorrow m'shal l'chem, kach ein adam yotze yidei chavasa b'tzivkasa shalchaveiro. So too, you can't use someone else's sukkah. You hear this? By the way, forget being invited out. There are like apartment buildings where the whole building, common sukkah. He held no such thing. D'chsev, chag ha-sukkos tase lecha, shivas yamim, mishal lecha. D'chachamim omrim, no. Af al pi she'amru, ein adam yotzi de'chavaso b'yom tafrishon b'lova shal chaveiro. That's true. By the lulav, that's true. How do they have one lulav in the whole town? It's matana amanach, they have to have. So you could do, maybe you could do the same thing with a sukkah. How could you sit at the same time? How could you sit at the same time? Whatever. Avol yotzi dechavasa b'sukkasa shal chaveiro. But a sukkah, not like that. The chsiv, it says, shekal yisrael yiru'u yimleishe b'sukkah achas. Everybody, the whole klal yisrael, can sit in one sukkah. How's that? What? Oh, I'm sorry. The chsiv, kol ezach b'yisrael yeshu basukkos. Malamed shekal yisrael yiru'u yimleishe b'sukkah achas. Says Rashi. So way up where we are, demash masukah achas l'chol yisrael sheyeshvu ba ze achaze. Not at the same time. The efshar shehe l'kulon. Now that's impossible. Why? The lo mati shava pruta l'kol echad. You can't have one. Then you don't even own a pruta. If the whole klai yisrael owns one sukkah, yeah, then everybody in klai yisrael owns a minuscule amount. So it's not even a sheet. It's a Rashi.
You have to own it.
That's a Rashi learned. Didn't we just say that?
According to Rabbanu, we said
that? No, contrary to Eliezer. The lo mati shava pruta l'chol echad, ela al yedei she'ela. Only by borrowing.
This is Rabbanan sheet, the Chamor
man. What?
This is all point to Rabbanan.
No. What I just read? Yeah. No.
The Chamor, Abba Bishamru, B'sukha Sa Shechaveiro, you're okay.
What?
Abba Yossi Dechavaso, B'sukha Sa Shechaveiro.
Right. Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. It's the Chum. Now look at the Tosafot of Kol Ezach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukos. It's like, I don't know, way down in the Tosafot, where it says Vitema. It's, I don't know, more than two-thirds down. Well, a few lines. Vitema. Listen to this. Tosafot, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the boy sukkah shalachem, you have to have your own sukkah. What about your kids? Ein shnayim yotzin b'sukkah echad la'olam. Two people can't have the same sukkah. V'yehetzar chol b'nei abayi sukkah l'chol echad v'echad. Each person in your house needs their own sukkah? Could that be possible? Quentin Eliezer, you're sitting in one, and your 14-year-old son's in another sukkah. Is that v'echad v'echad, right? V'shema maybe to have a merabi midiksev teishvuk in kaduru sheyachol leishay yachad b'sukkah achad. The whole family can sit in one sukkah at least. That's not normal. In my dining room table, I might sit with my kids, so I can't sit with my kids in the sukkah because everyone has to have their own sukkah. The minute someone turns 13, they need their own sukkah. Says Tosafot, even Rabbi Eliezer would even say that by a family, right? But if you take it literally, yeah, that's what he's saying. Even Tosafot can't buy that. But he would say that, right? It's interesting. Now, Rabbanon, hi lecha, my darish bey. What do they do with the lecha? They don't hold. You have to have your own, right? Miboyle lemute gzula. Oh, you can't steal a sukkah. Aval sheula tiv call ha'ezrach. Yeah, you can borrow one. For Rabbi Eliezer, hi, call ezrach my avid lay. What do they do with call ezrach? Which is mash, which is marbe communal sukkahs. Mibaylei legershin is gair bintayim. Let's say a ger becomes a ger, middle of sukkahs. Or cotton sheitz gadol but bintayim. A cotton becomes a mitzvah on his birthday on sukkahs. So meaning, I would have thought you have to have a sukkah for 7 days. Right? Like he said, that's a shita. Oh, not if you become a mitzvah, you don't have to have it. It's an interesting question. Let's say if a boy, my son, is bar mitzvah on sukkahs. So, first day of sukkahs, he picks up a loaf of nesrig, he makes a bracha, and then he makes a shachianu. Third day chalamoid, he's now bar mitzvah. Does he make a new shachianu? It's a big tumul nachwan, big hak. It's the same thing by Sirsa Omer, all these types of things. What? Big question. Big question. Omer, Rabbi Kiva has a kasha. Let's say like this. Let's say he sits down. You sit down to eat, and you bench. You wash, and he's not by mitzvah. And by the time benching comes, he's not by mitzvah. Not a joke. So, no, so can he be part of the zimun?
No, when you start the meal.
What?
When you start the meal.
Can he be part of a zimun? So all these questions. You have a million questions like this. Anyway.
Break it down to you.
Exactly, exactly. For Rabbanan, Kivin Sha'amru, Osin Sukkah, Bechal Shemot, Lawit Struch Kra. They don't need a pasuk for this because anyway you're allowed to make a Sukkah on Chalamoid. Tana Rabbanan, Maise Berbi Loi, Shahalach Lahakbil Pnei Rebbe Eliezer, Rabbo Belud Beregel. He went to visit Rebbe Eliezer, his Rebbe in Lud on Yontif. Amalo, Eloi, any Mishovatsi Haregel. You know, you didn't give me any nachas over here. Shahay Rebbe Eliezer, Omer. I'm praised the lazy ones. They stay home. Don't come to the Rebbe. Listen to this. I praise the lazy ones that don't go anywhere for Yontif. They stay home. I praise them. You know why? You're supposed to be home for Yontif. What did you come to visit me for?
Clearly, he did not hold for the
weather.
He got to
visit Rebbe Eliezer. Exactly. Yeah. 1 minute. We're going to see in a minute.
Obviously.
Ain't he? Is that true? Ba'amar of Yitzchak, Menayin Shechayev, Adol Lahakbal Pnei Rabbo. There's a chiyuv to visit Rebbe on the regel. Shenemar, Madua, this is the Isha Shunamis. The husband says, Madua Atahol Echaz Elof Hayom. Why are you going to the Rebbe? Lo Chodesh, it's not Rosh Chodesh, Lo Shabbos, Mechlal, the Bechodesh, Rosh Shabbos, Mechayev, Vinish, Lakbuli, Afei Rabbe. So you see from here that it's such a chiyuv. Now, it doesn't mention Yontif.
Yeah,
doesn't mention Yontif. So. So the Marsha says, what? The Marsha says, oh, for sure, on Rosh Chodesh you're going to go, for sure, Yontif you have to go.
Exactly.
Says the Nod to be Yehuda, this halacha is not put down in Shulchan Aruch. He has to visit Rebbe on the regal. So the Nod to be Yehuda says, I'll tell you why it's not. The reason it's not is because that mitzvah only made sense when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because I'm going to be makbil Pnei Shechina. I'm going to go be Ola Regal. I'll also visit my Rebbe. Now there's no Shechina. There's no Ola Regal. So my Rebbe, I'm still going to visit. It's sort of a slap in the face to Hashem. To be Makbil Pnei Rebbe. What? To be Makbil Pnei Rebbe and not the Shechina. Says the Nod of Yehuda, there's no such halacha anymore. Others argue. Others say there's still a Kiyam. But the Gemara had a good question.
It's the other way.
What?
I can't go visit the Shechina. At least I can go visit
the Rebbe. Right. So the Nod of Yehuda was scratching his head. So why is this brought down in Shulchan Aruch? I'll tell you why. Because it doesn't apply. Now, the answer to the Gemara's question is Lokasha, ha de azil va asi biome, ha de azil va asi biome. It depends. Is it in your neighborhood? If it's in your neighborhood, go visit him. But you can't take an hour from the family and go visit your Rebbe. If you have to spend yontif with the Rebbe, no such chiyuv. That's how the Gemara answers it. Right? So, is there a key and you want to be Makayavid on Chalamay? It's all lovely. Tana Rabbanan. Maisa Rebbe Eliezer. There's a story of Rebbe Eliezer. Sheshavas B'Galil HaElyon. He was spending Yontif in the Galil HaElyon. B'Sukasal Shal Rebbe Yochanan Rebbe Eloi B'Kiseri. The Amulei others say B'Kisiron. V'Yigia Chama L'Sukka. Got hot in the Sukka. The Amulei Ma'al She'Efrosh Aleha Sadin. Can I throw a sheet over us to protect us from the sun? Says Rashi, Latel, Shlo Tishu Zafech HaShemesh, the sun shouldn't beat down on us. Mi Aser Mishum Mosif Al Ohal Arai B'Shabbat Olo. Is there an issue of adding on a Ohal Arai? Right? Didn't we learn already how to do this?
Yeah.
Right? Forget the Ohal Arai, ruining the Sukkah. So Tosva said over there, it's only if the, I'm not saying the answer, that's only true if the Sadin will make it more sun than shade. But if there's more shade than sun, you can put the Sadin on. I'm not sure exactly the details.
What's the question?
Right. Right. So Amar Lo, he answers him back. He didn't want to give him an answer. Ein lecha kol shevet mi shevet mi Yisrael shelo hemid mimenu shofet. There's no shevet that had a shofet, that didn't have a shofet. Every shevet had a shofet. Didn't want to answer him. It says, look at this Rashi. Shelo hemid shofet Moshiach es Yisrael o sanchayu mishemos mishemes Yoshua ba'ad Shmuel. Right? From Yoshua to Shmuel, Shamashach Shaul Melech. Shaul became a king already. Yoshua mi Ephraim, Ehud mi Binyamin, Gidon mi Menashe, Harei b'nei Rachel, that's Rachel. Shimshon mi Don, Barak mi Kadosh Naphtali, Harei b'nei Bilha. Imtson is Boaz mi Yehuda, Eli mi Levi, Tola mi Yisachar, Elam has Vilona mi Zvulam. Elam uforoshim. That's what we know about. Those we know. Aval, Asniel, the Yiftach, the Shamgar, the Yair, the Ivdon, Lo Yadati Shemos Shifteyan. I don't know the names of the Shvatim. The Ruvain, the Shimon, the God, the Usher, Lo Matzatzim Mefor. And those four Shvatim, I don't know. That's what Rashi says. There is a Yalkut that says Yair came from Menashe, Yiftach also came from Menashe, and Avdon ben Hillel came from Ephraim. It's still missing Shvatim. So I don't know if he meant it just to not to answer the question. The Gemara is going to say he didn't want to answer the question because he didn't answer, and he never said halacha if he didn't hear from his Rebbe. See, he double talked him. The double talk is not even true. Next, then he said, what's something even worse? Amalo, ma'ashe efresh aleha sadin? Can I put a sheet on now? Amalo, ein lecha kol shevet v'shevet b'Yisrael? There's no shevet, shelo yatsim mimenu neviim. Every shevet had a navi.
At some point.
Shevet Yehuda v'Yamin ha'amidu malachim al pi neviim. They established malachim through a navi, which is mashma, they didn't have a navi. Ask everybody, it's impossible, because Yeshaya was from Yehuda. His father's brother was the melech of Yehuda. He was from Shevet Yehuda. What do you mean? Some take out Yehuda and just leave Binyamin there. Right? Just leave Binyamin there. The Binyamin didn't have a navi, but at least Shaul was from Binyamin. He was a melech. What? Right. Higia chamal amargalosav shall Rabbi Eliezer. The sheet reached the feet. Natal Yochanan Satin Uperish. He put a sheet over it. Hipshil Rabbi Eliezer Mitalisa Lachor Vyatza. He put his cloak on and he walked out of the sukkah. Lo de she fliga bedvarim. That's not because he's arguing. He never said anything over. He didn't hear from his Rebbe. Hechi Avad Hachi, Farmer Belazar, Ein Yotzim Misukkah L'Sukkah. You can't leave the Sukkah. How could he leave? He held he can't leave. No. Regal Achahava. It wasn't really a regal. What was it? It was time of day. The Amar. What? Vamar Rabbi Lazar, Meshabeach Ani Yitatlan, and Shein Yotzim Batayim Beregal. But he said, I praise the lazy ones that don't leave their Rebbe. Yeah, Shabbos have it. It wasn't even Yontif, it was Shabbos. In other words, it was time of day. They weren't in the Sukkah, they were in a hut. They were just time in a hut. It wasn't Sukkot. Forget it. It wasn't Sukkot. It was just a day in the summer. You went to visit him on his Shabbos. It's okay. You didn't do anything wrong. You went to visit your Rebbe. And he's just boiling in there. Can I put a sheet over it? Is that an issue of Mosif Ohel? That was the whole Shiloh. Now the Gemara said, V'tif shot lay midi day. We could answer this question. What do you mean he never said anything from his Rebbe? He did say something. Ditnan, pikaka halon. You have the squared out thing in the wall that you plug up the window, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bizman Shekashur, Vitoloi, Pokekin Bo. If it's hanging, meaning it's really attached to the house, then just sticking it from the rope on the chair, putting it in the wall, is nothing. You're allowed to do that. Vim Lav, and if not, ain't Pokekin Bo. Vichachamim Omer, Benkachu Benkach, Pokekin Bo. So what do you mean I didn't want to give an answer about Mosif Ohel? He holds it's okay. If it's connected, if it's attached, it's okay. And if it's not attached, it's not okay. So the Gemara answers, Hassam over there, who the mevatel, abohacha the lo mevatel lo. What does that mean? Says Rashi on top. Lahai pekak, this stuffing up the window. Lagabi chalon v'chashiv le mikosel atzmo. It's part of the wall. Hilkach have mosif. Aval sadin anan sahadi the lo mevatel lagabi sukkah. Visofo litlo. We're going to remove it afterward. You don't leave the sheet there forever because sometimes you want the sun, right? Hilkach lo pshita Rabbi Eliezer da havi mosif. It wasn't so simple to him. Is it the same case as the window? The that thing in the window comes out, comes over. Here, the sheet is much more temporary. He wasn't sure what the story was. That's why he didn't want to give up Psak. All right, tomorrow we'll start from over here. We'll resume. Everyone have a very good day.